Have you guys noticed, like, what is going on with all this Colorado stuff? Have you seen this anywhere, or is it just me?
What are you talking about?
Like, the state existing, or what?
Like the marketing of the flag, and, like, the do you guys know the flag? Maybe it's just a thing here.
Isn't it the bear?
No, it's like a...
No, that's California.
It's a red sea. It's like a red... And
anyway,
yellow.
Yes, I know what the flag of Colorado looks like. What are you talking about? What's going on?
If you guys don't know this, then we shouldn't talk about it. It's just, there's a lot of Colorado marketing going around here. Everybody's wearing Colorado stuff. I'm like why? Like, it's fine, but like, who cares really? Like, Colorado has a fucking marketing program second to none. It's crazy. I'm surprised you guys haven't heard about Colorado.
You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Mike Bogart, Tappan Johnny, and me, Josh Harrison. So my apartment, on one side... the walls are thick, and I can't hear anything outside of the occasional sex noises coming from that wall.
Oh, boy.
And but the other side, it's like it's just like a tiny little sheet of drywall or something.
Wait, can I clarify something really quick?
Yeah.
I realized that my reaction to you saying sex noises was, oh, boy. And I just want to put it out there that's not representative. Ladies,
is that where you're coming from?
I'll just stop right there. But okay, sorry, Josh, continue.
Okay, like there was a solid month where I heard the like bow 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 when he was watching Seinfeld.
Oh, I honestly thought that was going to be sex noise.
Other
music.
Side, other wall, other wall.
Yeah, no, other wall, and like I can hear conversations through that one sometimes. The girl was like literally crying to her dad on the phone one time because she only had $19 in her bank account, and she repeated that like 48 times.
Oh no.
If she had a dollar for every time she said that, she'd have more money than was in her bank account. But today, the guy in that apartment with the thin wall was like practicing singing opera, I'm pretty sure. You know that song, like na 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 na.
Yeah.
He was like trying to learn the words, I'm pretty sure, because he would sing like two lines, and then I would hear it play on like YouTube or something, and then he would like sing another line, and then go back to the beginning and try and do the entire thing. And it was happening for like a solid 2 hours.
Whoa.
Today. Yeah, I just heard that through the walls.
Did he steadily improve?
Yeah, how was he?
I mean, he was getting farther every time. Like, the practice was making, I don't know if it was perfect, but it was making something.
Do you think it would have been appropriate that, like, at the end of his performance, if you clapped, like, he knows, the walls are equally thin on the other side, right? So, like, do you think that would have made you guys closer?
Probably. I don't know. He heard like the opening to Curb Your Enthusiasm a lot, I bet, because I've been binging that the last couple of days.
Yeah, so he's already thinking, you know, my kind of guy. Like, I'm Seinfeld, he's Curb, you know, we have a natural friendship already built in.
Yeah.
Let me try to sing an opera that actually was in an episode of Seinfeld, I think. Let's see if he likes it. And if he likes it, then maybe I'll just go knock on the front door instead of the side door / the wall.
But you know what's going to happen? Like, when he gets up on stage to perform this song for the very first time, he's mm-hmm. going to hear the Curb theme song right before he sings.
Yeah.
It's going to be a disaster.
What if Josh sets it up so that he says they'll arrange their first meeting. Keep in mind, they've never seen each other in my scenario at the performance. And the guy like leaves a little like tented card that says Josh and script in the front row. And like, he's ready. He looks over. Josh isn't there yet. The guy like cracks his knuckles. He's about to, I'm assuming he's playing piano in this performance as well for some reason.
Sure.
It takes a deep breath. He hears like a little rustle. he looks over, and it's you. And then you just hear him go, oh, really? And then he starts playing the performance. How would you feel about that?
I don't know. I feel like that's one of those things where, like, it would be disappointing on both sides. I'm sure I've seen him, like, in the, like, coming in or out of the building, but I don't know what either of them look like.
What if he's just cool as hell? Like, what if you go over there and he's just, like, the man? It turns out his performance is at, like, Madison Square Garden or some shit. Like, this is the dude. Like, how would you feel?
I don't know. I mean, like, it could be. It could be. So here's my question to you then. Like, what do I do? What is my move now that I can do in my apartment that I want him to overhear?
Instead of singing, you're saying?
I mean, it could be singing, but if so, what am I singing?
No, let's Mike, are you okay with scrapping singing? Let's do something new, something fresh.
Yeah, I'm cool with, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we also need to have noise produced, and singing is like one of three things that does that.
Sure.
I mean, I do like the like sort of subtle background supportiveness of just clapping every time he's like noticeably better.
What about, Mike, what about this? What if, I feel like you would know what I'm thinking of. I just don't know what it is, but can you just give me like a real, like, wacky sounding instrument? What if Josh took that up?
Like a sousaphone?
Okay, what is a sousaphone, please?
It's named after John Philip Sousa, inventor of the sousaphone.
It's named after the inventor of the sousaphone.
It's in the same family as the more widely known tuba. It looks exactly like a tuba.
Wait, wait, wait. Stepping back for a second. Are you like one in a long line of mics and like your great-great-granddad invented the microphone? Like, is that how people name instruments?
I knew that's where that was going.
You did? caught me by surprise. I'm pretty impressed, actually.
I mean, I think about as a mic, I think about that every time I hear the word microphone.
I know. I think about that a lot, too, because we say, like, mic on the mic. I mean, we've never actually said that, I guess, but maybe we should.
Dude, we've said that exactly zero times. What are you talking about? We say mic on the mic.
I don't know.
He's not like a morning traffic guy.
I'd be, yeah, that's not for me.
We need, guys, we need to find a highway that's called the mic. And then mic on the mic would actually be the report of that traffic guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it would be mic on the mic on the mic.
M cubed.
Yes, technically it would. But I mean, like, we have the Ike in Chicago, technically. Can we add an M to that?
It could be. There is a highway. There's a toll road that goes east-west through Massachusetts called the Mass Pike. So it could be mic on the mic on the pike.
Mike, how do you feel about that?
Mic on the mic on the pike. I like that. Mic on the mic on the Ike. Mic on the mic on the pike. Mic on the mic on the...
What if you did the report from...
from a bike.
What are you stealing punchlines for?
I mean, I don't know
Bam,
if that's
got
where
it.
We're going, but...
You don't know that if that's where I was going?
Should have gotten it out sooner. I don't know.
God.
You could have been saying trike.
You know what's great is like in those YouTube videos where comedians try to talk about how other comedians steal jokes, they have to pull up side by side like bits from two different performances. Here people can just fucking watch and like listen and like just see it happen.
Technically you haven't said it yet.
That's true. Technically, if you were to say it, you would be stealing my joke because I'm the one that said the punchline first. You could have been saying anything.
Oh, god damn it.
You could have been saying, like, mic on the fike, which isn't anything. And then my mic on the mic on the bike on the pike on the Ike or whatever would have been a way better punchline.
I would never say fike.
All we're saying...
So that's why I'm throwing out your entire testimony.
All I'm saying is that it's pretty objectively clear that I'm the better comedian.
I somehow ended up in, like, an episode of Girls. This is the thing that I've been waiting to tell you guys.
Okay.
So a buddy of mine, Spotify, reached out to him. He goes, I don't think Spotify is a guy, just says, You've been listening to this artist a lot. Here's two free tickets to a secret show in Seattle. Enjoy.
Oh, shit. Like,
whoa, damn. Right? Yeah. Wow. So it's an artist by the name of Noah Gunderson, and I'm not allowed to say where it was. But it was a really cool venue. You walk in, and this is the thing that I've been wanting to share with you guys for a few days now. I took a little video, and it's like in this recording studio that just has like a piano kind of off to the side, a bunch of carpets, like a bunch of like gear boxes that roadies would transport. And they're just like, go sit anywhere, man. There's pizza. Grab some drinks. It's going to be great. Mm. And like the lights are like Christmas lights strewn along the top of the room. It was really nice. Cool. It was a whole fun performance.
That's awesome.
That sounds lovely.
And so afterwards, you actually get to like meet the artist, which was even cooler. He's like the sound was great. I wanted to say thanks for the show.
A meet and greet.
Yeah, it was. And so, you know, I said this thought to him, and I'm like, hey, man, this was great. Thanks. Kind of feels like we're in an episode of Girls. And his immediate response was, oh, no, are we all assholes? And I'm like, like, it didn't go over at all as I intended. Yeah, and so I'm like, oh, no, I've, like, offended the man. But somehow I instantly responded with, nah, just means we're getting to enjoy a cooler thing in life. And it, like, saved the conversation, thankfully. I don't know where that came from, but here's my instead of. Hmm. Let's say you guys said the girl's line. He catches you off guard. Instead of what I said, what do you say? How do you recover?
Nah, I'm kidding. We're not girls.
Mike? what's your idea?
I'd say, yeah, I hate you. Just like,
what?
Throw the ball right back in his court.
For real? Like, I've never, like, boasted about this at all, but I think I'm better than both of you at socializing.
I think there's, like, a clear hierarchy here, though, where, like, you're the green light, I'm the yellow light, and Mike is just the stop. Mike's not going anywhere. At least I could, like, kind of stumble my way forward a little bit still.
You know what? I won't lie to you guys because we've become so close over these podcasting sessions. I kind of knew that there was an opportunity that you guys would, like, struggle with that, so I came up with a backup and setup question.
Okay.
Thanks, dude.
And so I think this one you guys should, it's going to be a little easier. So what secret show would you have wanted to go to?
Oh.
I'm sure you guys like music. Hopefully you won't tell me like something really weird. Let's find out.
I mean, if it's back in Seattle especially, I would want to go to like a Kithkin reunion show or something.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. To anybody that doesn't know Kithkin, they're this like local Seattle band that unfortunately stopped making music a couple years back. And they just had this like intensity and emotion. Have you listened to them at all, Mike?
Not in a very long time.
I briefly considered leaving Seattle after the band had split up because I just thought...
I remember that.
You know, it was like, this really was a big part of my experience here.
Yeah, mine too.
And then I'm like, nah, it turns out I'm real bad at finding new jobs. So I just stayed put.
Well, I did end up leaving. Like, I left probably a month after they announced that they were breaking up.
That's right, yeah.
And I wrote them a note about how much... going to their shows had meant to me and everything, which is the first time I've ever done that to a band. It was weird.
What was so good about this band?
I don't know.
It was hard to capture. We've gone far enough. Mike, who would you go see?
In a private show, I would love to see Nine Inch Nails. Private, like unplugged.
Oh.
Or plugged in.
Don't you think it would be a little weird though if you were in this like small room and like they still had all the lights and they were just performing to you?
That would be very, very uncomfortable because I've had their Woodstock 94 DVD was like my favorite thing to watch when I was 13 years old. I watch it all the time.
Trent would be telling you and only you that he wants to fuck you like an animal.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, jeez, God.
And in my ideal version, he's just like covered in mud.
That's ideal for a secret show? You're like six feet away from this guy.
This show is awful. You guys, you know what? You guys, no, stop. You guys screwed up the answers to this one as well. This question is over. Wait, next
how
segment.
Did I screw that up?
Mike screwed it up for you, Josh. Yeah. You guys were in cahoots.
Sorry, dude. That was all me.
I live a couple blocks away from the Boston Children's Museum, and so there are often like school buses that bring loads of kids, and obviously parents bring their kids. And I was walking by there earlier this week, and there was a woman that had her child on one of those leashes.
Mm-hmm. Inherently funny, sorry.
And in turn, that child was holding the leash to a dog.
Oh, brilliant.
And so, like, that picture on its own, this woman doesn't trust her child to not, like, run away at top speed to the point where she can't catch the kid, but trusts the kid enough to hold on to the dog's leash.
Oh, this is easy. This is easy. She hates the dog.
Sure. And it was a pretty dog. It was just like a yellow lab or golden retriever or something. And they were kind of hanging out in front. And I was sitting at a bench nearby. And I went over and I was like, oh, can I pet your dog? And so I pet it and it was fine. And the kid looks at me and says, hang on, I'm checking. I wrote this down. I want to make sure that I get the quote exactly right. He likes to poop. Which.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Who doesn't?
What's going on? Are we ragging on the kid? I think this kid is a good reporter. You quoted him, for God's sakes.
So, well, I'm just wondering, like, you know, there's that old saying, like, kids say the darndest things. What could the kid have said that would have, like, been even weirder, thrown me off even more?
Before I answer this question, I'm a little more nervous around the fact that you gave like a pretty detailed description that you were by a children's museum and that did not factor at all in your story about the dog.
What do you mean?
So like, why are you hanging around children's museums?
It's a couple blocks away from me and it's right on the water and they have a bunch of like benches to sit on and everything. So I went for a walk earlier this week and I was just sitting there. I was like on my phone.
Okay, fine. I forgot what your question was.
Kids say the darndest things. What would be the darndedderest thing? Darndester.
Mike? Really get inside the mind of this child who is leashed and does the leashing.
Right, right. That's what I'm thinking.
Become the middle, you know?
Right, the middleman.
Put yourself into a middleman's shoes.
Like size 4 shoes, not big shoes. Also, keep in mind that, like, this was a young child. I'm really bad at guessing ages, but, like, to give you an idea of size, this dog absolutely could have taken off and dragged the kid behind.
Okay, that's what I was thinking, because, like, to be on the leash yourself, you have to be pretty untrustworthy.
Right. Nobody puts, like, a 7th grader on a leash.
That's what's wrong with this country.
Right, that's what I was going to say. 7th graders suck.
7th graders are the problem. I'm kidding. Shout out to all the young listeners. You know, you really inspire our fans to become better fans. Mike, can you answer this question?
I don't want to say this, but it's an obvious joke. Where he goes, he looks at you and he goes, bitches. But you know,
yeah, you come off sounding not the best, but it's
not great.
I hear the joke.
Yeah, what do you got?
Oh, he should look up at Josh and say, "You should see what the dog's dragging."
I like that.
Whoa. Huh.
Or you can't see my mom's. Sorry. Marriage.
Wait. You can't see my mom's?
No, we're... it's the joke that the mom is also tethered by her marriage.
Oh. See? Oh. Yeah. I thought it was... Never mind. I thought it was like a butthole sniffing thing.
God damn. No.
This is in front of a children's museum, Mike.
Never mind.
You gotta stop going to children's museums, Josh. End of story.
I didn't go to the children's museum. I literally walk by it every single day that I leave the house.
That's on tape now.
Yeah, God. For the sake of those children, don't do that anymore. Just walk in the other direction tomorrow.
I also walk by a Boston Tea Party museum.
Yeah, this lines up, actually. Mm. This lines up.
Where there's like this little piccolo playing constantly. They give you the experience. So it's a museum like on a bridge over the water. So the museum is actually, it's partially like indoors. And then there's this ramp down to a dock where there are boats. And they let you throw tea off of the boat, like, you know, in the Boston Tea Party.
Well, of course. Why are you laughing at that? Like, that's the star attraction.
Because they're tethered and then they have to just pull them back up when they're done.
Oh, no.
What did I tell you guys? Life has a hold on all of us. One of our very loyal listeners, CN, from, and she pronounces it Roosevelt and gets a lot of slack for that, for not saying Roosevelt.
Shout out to CN.
Shout out to CN.
Hello.
She was, oh, and she also calls, there's a bar in that neighborhood called, I think it's the Tornado, but she called it the Tornado. And I'm like, now I don't know if you're doing this on purpose. But anyway.
Is that, that's a neighborhood of Seattle, Roosevelt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so we were talking about the concept of white elephant gift exchanges and whatnot. And she said, you know, the guys are pretty creative. You guys are the guys. Instead of white elephant, what would be a new gift-giving tradition that you would invent? So I'm going to take this question and I'm going to add a little bit of a variant to it and say that you guys have to invent it together.
Okay.
Okay.
And you got to do it in 60 seconds starting now.
Okay, Mike.
Yeah.
So this needs to go into joint gift purchasing.
Okay.
So help me out there. How do you influence but not decide on a gift purchase?
15 seconds.
Influence but not decide on a gift purchase. You circle things in a bunch of catalogs?
Okay.
30 seconds.
Different idea. You, somebody gives you a search term. So you're buddied up. One person does an Amazon search term. The other picks a number for what result you'll end up buying.
45 seconds.
Okay. Yeah.
And then, you
gotta name the game.
And then you just exchange those gifts. So everybody's buddied up.
We call that.
Yeah. Give it a name.
Five.
We call that.
Three.
Three man
bump
gifts.
Okay.
So there you have it. Yeah. In 1 minute, we have invented three man gifts. Most would argue that this is the time to be a little bit more sensitive about things regarding gender, but Mike went ahead and Josh supported him.
Oh, God.
In making three man gifts. Sian, I hope you enjoy this new tradition, and I hope the rules are clear enough for you to play.
Oh, I'm really, really, really sorry.
This holiday with your friends and family.
New Zealand police pulled over a man this week because he was driving while blank.
Naked?
Nope.
Tapping? Googling something.
Playing the bagpipes.
Oh. Hey.
The driver didn't have their hands on the wheel at the time, and he was clearly playing the instrument while driving the car, Acting Sergeant Bryce Johnson said. His fingers were going a million miles an hour, he added. So that seems like that kind of added on to the speeding issue here. However,
a little bit of cheekiness coming out of New Zealand.
He must have been good, yeah.
Here's the twist. The driver denied the allegations and said he was only playing the air bagpipes. But Johnson said that he was certain that he saw a black type instrument, which looks like a clarinet. The driver was let off without a warning. What is the most dangerous thing that you have done while driving a car?
Oh, God.
First of all, can you imagine being a passenger in a car where the driver is playing the bagpipes? Is there anything, like, sometimes I think about, like, if I was an action hero, would I be able to roll out of a car like on a highway that's going really fast and do like a tuck and roll? But like, I think a bagpipe driving like maniac might lead me to the same thing.
Yeah. Because it's just like, it just assaults your ears. And when you're in an enclosed car, there's just no escape. And then there's also the safety element. So you're going to be terrified.
I'm just confused about, like, so he was either not playing an instrument or he was playing like a clarinet or...
No, Mike, haven't you seen a bagpipe? They have like a clarinet looking thing.
Yeah. It just sounds...
And then maybe he was wearing like a...
And then nothing happened.
He was wearing like a, maybe a plaid shirt, and the cop thought that that looks like the bag.
Right.
The pipes.
Wouldn't this have been easily provable? Like the second that the cop walked over there and he's like, yep, no bagpipes. Guess I was wrong. Of course he let him off without a warning. This is, where's he? Did he ditch him? Like in the side of the road?
What's going on with this cop? Like, that's not good. He's hallucinating bagpipes.
No, man. The guy's playing air bagpipes. To be honest, I got to give the cop a little bit of credit. I would not be able to recognize air bagpipes. The fact that he did, that's
right.
Maybe, you know, he made detective for a reason.
Acting sergeant.
You asked what was going to be, or what was the most dangerous thing I've ever done?
Oh, yeah. While driving.
Statute of limitations on reckless driving is probably up at this point, unless you've done it very recently.
I have a very embarrassing one.
Okay, great.
My mom got me like this fancy edition of the Da Vinci Code, and I could not put it down. That book is a page turner.
You were reading the Da Vinci Code while you were driving?
Yeah, in my lap.
I am incredulously listening to this.
It's 100% true. I was reading the hardcover, like...
No, I say that because he...
You know, we got
Ben
it.
Brown uses the word incredulous.
Oh!
It's fine. When you make an inside joke, Josh, like, and other people pick up on it, don't, you know, don't double down. Because then the listening audience will be like, oh, that one was for me. And then he just, like, showed the secret right away.
Well, Mike didn't get it. Mike just, like, continued
on. It's fine if Mike didn't get it. Mike mustn't get all things. He's reading the Da Vinci Code while he's driving.
Yeah, not all there.
Okay.
I remember, I'm glad my dad has chosen not to listen to this podcast. It's really worked out for me in terms of confessing things. I remember I got a speeding ticket on the way home we had to go to a photo studio to take like passport pictures or something. And I absolutely had to be back on time because it was the night that LeBron made his decision to like go to the Miami Heat. Yeah, I got a speeding ticket that day because I'm like, I can't miss this. And I'm just like flying on the highway.
Okay.
Did you make it? Did you
see
it?
I told the cop. Yeah, I made it in time.
He didn't care.
No, he kind of laughed and said, you know, here, pay the city some money. Okay.
Yeah. Idiot. Sorry.
See, both of yours had reasons to them.
Mm-hmm. Haven't you told your embarrassing driving story? You said you crashed twice in like a 20-minute span.
That wasn't embarrassing.
It was like a 12-hour span. That also wasn't reckless driving. That was just me being a bad driver. That wasn't intentionally reckless. So I used to drive, before I moved to Seattle and sold the car, I used to drive an Infiniti, and it had a moonroof, sunroof thing. And I just wanted to see if I could drive with my head sticking out of the top. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Turns out I could.
Oh.
Oh, wow, really?
Really?
Yeah, no, stuck my head out the top, so I was essentially standing up while driving.
Wow.
It didn't go very far. I was just on like...
Dude, holy shit. That's like ranks among the dumbest things I've ever heard.
I was just going like really slow on a back road. But yeah, it happened. I was doing it for like a minute or two.
Wow.
God damn.
What a daredevil.
If you had a... 80% guaranteed protection to do any dumb stunt in a car, what would you do? Like, obviously, the safer it is, the more likely you are to live. But, like, anything has an 80%, even if it's super dangerous.
80%, like, unscathed?
Unscathed survival. Like, you landed.
I don't think I would do anything if it was only 80%.
Yeah.
80% is pretty...
No, that's a 1 in 5 chance of dying or whatever.
Yeah, but it's a 4 in 5 chance of jumping, like, 48 swimming pools.
And, like, nailing it really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would... Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to do something, it would be like jumping the Grand Canyon.
Oh,
you'd be up there for quite a while. You know that, right?
Like, I do.
Really
yeah.
far.
I would need like one of those cars that has the jet engine on the back that like breaks the speed of sound.
Okay, and just take it off a ramp and then just like. Gently come down 40 minutes later? Like, what's your plan?
No, it wouldn't be 40 minutes later. How wide is the Grand Canyon?
Grand Canyon's huge, dude! Are you serious?
Canyon.
How much of a ramp do you think you can make anyway? Like,
yeah. No, averages 10 miles in width. So if I'm going, like, I don't know, what's the speed of sound? Like 600, 700 miles an hour?
No. Stop. Let's not do the math on this. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
If you do it, let's say you are going slow. What if you don't find out that you were in the 20% until the end?
I mean, like, that's probably what would happen. I wouldn't, like, immediately die.
So you'd be anxious the whole time in the air?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Why would you pick this option?
Because it would be so badass.
Oh, God damn.
Yeah, I don't know. I might do a couple of donuts.
Mike, have you ever eaten anything egregious while you were driving?
Ever eaten anything egregious? I think I know what you're coaxing me at to say. Is that what you're asking?
Have you had like chicken Alfredo while driving?
No. I have had a donut while I was driving before.
That's not that bad.
It is remarkable because I guess I didn't actually eat the donut.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You can't be backtracking eating the donut, Mike.
No, listen.
It's part of the shame.
It's not shameful. It's awesome. For some reason, we had some donuts from the garbage.
Does not include me. Let me get that out there. I missed this adventure.
You weren't there?
I was not there.
Oh, okay. Well, that probably explains why we ended up doing this. we used to just pick up like the old donuts from Dunkin' Donuts when they throw them away at night.
Okay,
we just go get them
from
the dumpsters.
From the dumpsters.
From the dumpsters.
Sure.
We didn't eat them. We just there's a lot of uses.
You just said you ate them.
No. So we were driving around, and these guys like wanted to race us. At the stoplight, and we're like, yeah, all right. And I was driving. So someone handed me a donut while we were like at the stoplight, and I'm like mouthed eating it at them. I'm like, oh, this donut is so good. Like, I bet you wish you had them.
Do you think that's intimidating?
I don't know. I mean, it's all I had. It's all I had at my disposal.
Jelly.
I feel like not doing anything and just like giving them a mean look and revving your engine is the way to be intimidating.
I wanted to flaunt how many donuts it looked like we had because we had an entire garbage bag full of donuts.
It's the equivalent of like, you know, really showing how much jewelry you have on, like how many chains, how many rings, right. How many, like okay. Mike's case was like the old fashioned of you could tell who the rich are by who's fat. He was doing a throwback diss.
Okay.
Right. It was pretty cool.
Okay.
So we go up the line and we're like, I don't know. I'm in like a minivan. He's also in a minivan. We're not cool. We go off the line. I roll down my window because I want to yell at them. And they roll down their window and they're like, hey, give me a donut. And I'm like, okay, idiot. So I passed it, like we got our cars very close together, and I passed this guy a donut into the passenger window, and then they ate it. They ate the garbage donut. And they're like, "Woo, we ate your donut, losers." They ate a fucking garbage donut.
And that went down as the worst street race in the history of Naperville, Illinois.
So I went to a birthday party on Friday night, and I was one of many guests. I didn't know any of the other guests.
Hey, good for you.
Yeah.
Thanks. So I was talking to someone, and we're doing the thing where it's like loud inside, and you can just, you're kind of like, and they're like, and you're like, ha, ha, ha. And you just like smile, and they're like, oh, good one. But like eventually I had to actually speak. And so I was like, so what do you do? And she said, oh, I'm a cheesemonger. And I, unfortunately, I said, what?
You laughed at her?
I laughed right in her face.
Oh, no.
Like, and it's not that, like, cheesemongering is great, I think.
What is it? What is it?
I don't know. I didn't look it up.
Did she end the conversation thereafter?
Yeah. She didn't think that was that funny.
I mean, you laughed at her life's work.
I guess I did. I felt really bad. Okay, so a cheesemonger is a tradesperson who specializes in cheese.
Are you still laughing at her?
It's funny.
It is a funny name.
You don't go, I'm a cheesemonger, and expect someone not to laugh.
Like, it's just, it's a funny name. Like, if mechanics were instead called, like, car mongers.
Any kind of monger.
Yeah.
A fishmonger.
Yeah.
I think there's really only two kind of mongers. Fishmonger and a cheesemonger.
All right. So I imagine you're instead of attached to this is?
Go ahead and guess. Because it's better than mine.
No. Is,
it was going to be, what could she have said that would have, like, made you laugh in her face?
So we are not going to try to figure out how you should apologize to this woman, perhaps.
Oh, it's too late. It's too late.
It's too late. She's gone.
What? So you didn't apologize?
Well, I just tried to be like, you know, like.
Is it possible that the listener, that the birthday party you went to listens to this? The person who invited you there?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, damn. I would have loved to follow up on this story and just like really gone deep. I'm fascinated by cheesemongers. I wouldn't laugh at them.
Like, but, yeah, I can't even Wikipedia it.
You can't?
It didn't work.
Okay. I got one. Because there's only one other kind of monger that I can think of. If she said that she was a fear monger.
Ooh, you would laugh?
Yeah, like, who would say that?
I'm a fear monger.
A scary person.
That's essentially like, that's like if in like middle school or high school, somebody walked up to you and instead of just like being an asshole and like shoving you and like asking for your lunch money or whatever bullies do, they said, I'm a bully.
I was going to say if someone said they were the co-founder of the Ted Cruz fan club, I'd laugh pretty hard. Because then I'd have a follow-up question that I know would also make me laugh, like who else founded it? And so I'd be laughing at that beforehand.
Ted Cruz.
I baked in my own joke.
Yeah.
Who likes that guy? Like, you know, I've never met him, so I have no cause to be a judge of this person, I guess, but like...
Yeah.
What the hell? Anyway, sorry, I'll stop.
Not much to like there.
So what could you have said to save the situation? If you could go back, like, you laughed. That is on the books. There's no getting around that.
Yeah.
What could you have done to fix it? I wonder if, like, I don't know exactly how you laughed, but I wonder if you could be like, oh, I have an uncle that is a really funny guy that's also a cheesemonger.
I just, whenever I think of the funniest people I know.
Yeah.
Mike, I do want to hear your answer to this, but this sounds oddly familiar to the question that I had asked at the beginning of this podcast of what would you do to save a conversation that's gone wrong? Am I wrong in that, or is it like, are there tones of similarity?
No.
Has my idea been stolen twice in the same goddamn podcast?
Yeah.
By my own co-hosts?
I mean, it's just that we're coming full circle now.
Yeah, dude. That's called full circle.
Real believable, Mike. Your experience is showing.
What I thought to do was to, tell her, oh, hey, I have this thing coming up. I really need a cheese for it. What do you think? But I couldn't think of, what event I needed a cheese for, or, how I could describe the event so that she could know which cheese would be right.
I mean, the problem there is that doesn't get past the fact that you laughed at her face.
I wanted to, legitimize her profession.
No. Wait, I understand what Mike's saying. And I think there's only one way you can go, Mike, because literally any idea you have other than the one I'm supposed to, or I'm about to suggest to you, you're going to get caught in your lie in 5 seconds, and I know that for sure. Just say you're hosting a motherfucking cheese tasting party. Have her pick. And say, when you said, when I laughed earlier, it's because I can't believe how fortunate I am to meet you.
Oh. That's good.
Would you believe it? A cheesemonger. I'm having a cheese party. What?
No, remember, say the words the way I said them. Don't say I'm having a cheese party. Cyrano. Not Cyra, go ahead.
I like that idea. I think this is going to work. It would have worked.
I have long thought that I should just be that background narrator on your dates. With an earpiece.
Stranger Than Fiction style?
No. But I would I don't know. There's no way to do this without seeming really weird.
Right, but that's the only way Mike is ever going to fed a head.
That's not... What did you just say?
I thought that I don't explain jokes.
There's no inside of anywhere on Earth where fed a head is the joke that people are making. Just get out of here. Go ahead and provide your explanation, Josh.
It's because it sounds like get ahead. There's no way that he would get ahead without tapping in his ear.
Where's the joke? Does only the Boba Fett household say it? Where does Fett tie in?
Because of the feta cheese? Feta cheese, right?
Yeah.
There's the tie-in.
Feta cheese.
Bring up back the cheese.
Oh, well, I figured saying the word feta would... Without tapping in your ear, you might end up provolone-ly.
That's not bad.
Oh, I'm trying to... I got a good one.
I don't know where I can Asiago from here.
Asiago. I like it.
I'm not going to say any.
Is that because you don't have any? You just can't come up with one?
What do you think? I'm 7 years old, Josh. I don't get baited. I bait myself.
Man, Jay, go in home.
If you guys could change the word for photograph, when people take pictures and they say cheese, what would you change it to?
Piss.
Why?
It would make me laugh. Say piss. What?
But are you making the mouth of, if you actually say the word, how terrible all your photos will turn out?
Yeah.
No, that's why it's cheese. It's not because it's a funny word. It's because it makes you smile.
Yeah, I know that. But I'm saying come up with another.
No, I'm telling that to Mike.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No, it makes a very unattractive face. Piss. Oh, yeah. You kind of scowl when you say it. Piss. Ugh.
I'd say dude. Sheep.
Sheep. Oh, that's good.
Same general principle, I guess. I want to prove that we can do this without the double E.
Okay.
please.
I mean, this...
but then that sounds like I'm holding someone hostage.
Please.
Say please. That'd be the worst photograph ever.
What if we stay on that same road and go, Brie? That's I-E.
Say Brie. Yeah, Brie works.
It's just a kind of cheese. Does that count?
You know, it'd be a great commercial for Capital One. Have a bunch of people standing outside getting ready to take a picture, and some guy from a rival bank says, say fees, and people start smiling, but then they start frowning because they don't like fees.
Wait a minute.
And that's where Capital One comes in. I feel like that would be a great holiday commercial. Capital One, get at me.
They don't have to, though. You just gave out your idea for free.
I've got so many better ones.
That's what they call an amuse-bouche.
It is?
What do you get people to say at a funeral? Grief.
Oh, man.
Every time I come in with some sort of like slightly happy idea, something we could talk about that might be a little bit uplifting, literally talking about smiling, somehow it turns into saying grief at a funeral.
Dude, say grief and let's all say grief and smile on three.
Is that how the podcast is ending?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to go 3, 2, 1, grief.
You said on three.
Well, we're going to do what I just said.
Which one?
3, 2, 1.
Grief. Thanks for listening. You should tell your friends about the show if you haven't told them already, and you can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. We're on the web at insteadof.fm, on Twitter at insteadof.fm, and that's where you can send us listener questions or tell us things that you want us to hear, and we'll have a new episode for you next week. Thanks. What is the name of that song, by the way? Does anybody know?
What song?
Which one?
The, like, opera song.
Can you sing it again?
Yeah. The original doesn't sound like your neighbor, right?
Honestly, I have... How do you Google that?
Right?
Okay, speaking of operas... You guys want to hear something nuts? One line observation.
Yes.
I just found out this week, not opera, but Oprah's real name is Orpa.
What?
What?
No way.
That's fucking ridiculous.
I'm not joking.
Her name is not Orpa.
Her name is Orpa.
Dude.
Why are you guys so sad? That's a fine name.
Not really. Orpa?
It sounds like a whale, and I'm not saying that because of who she is. I'm saying it because it rhymes with orca.
It does. It's true.
There's no way you can get out of that one, Josh. No matter if anyone tried to call you out on that bit, you're done.
I'm glad you said it.
You've got no defense. Mike, you saying I'm glad you said it just got you into trouble too, genius.
Shit, I'm bad at this. Wait, that's not true, right?
It is true.
That's fucking... No, it's not.